Hey guys, welcome to this brand new episode of Astrophysica's podcast. This is Aman Mohan and with me Shweta. Hey Shweta.
Hi Aman. Hi guys.
Great. So guys, let me tell you a story. So when I was around 10 to 12 years old, I remember going through some science magazine, okay? And I was seeing these amazing photos taken by the Hubble telescope. And I knew this was one of the key moments in my life where my interest in astronomy grew. And you know, when I read about those images, I found that those were pictures of the magnificent phenomena called nebula. So guys, that's what we're going to be talking about today, nebula. So Shweta, why don't you give us a brief introduction?
That's a nice memory. So a nebula is nothing but like a giant cloud of dust and gas in space. But some nebulae, or maybe nebulae is plural for nebula, which means more than one. So some of them come from the gas and dust, which is thrown out by the explosion of a dying star, such as a supernova. But other nebulae are regions where new stars are beginning to form. And for this reason, some nebulae are also called as star nurseries. But how do stars form in a nebula?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically, nebulae are made of dust and gases, right? So which is mostly hydrogen and helium. And the dust and the gases in a nebula are very spread out. But gravity can slowly begin to pull together clumps of dust and gas. And as these clumps get bigger and bigger, the gravity gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah, and eventually the clump of dust and gas gets so big that it collapses from its own gravity. And this collapse causes the material at the center of the cloud to heat up. And this hot core is the beginning of a star.
Yeah, and there are multiple types of nebula, including dark, emission, planetary, and reflection varieties, which we'll cover later. And among the famous types of these phenomena include the Orion, Hausdorff, Crab, and Ring nebulae. And some cannot be seen in visible light and require infrared or other types of cameras to be seen. So, Shweta, where will we find these nebulae?
Yeah, nebula, obviously, they exist in the space between stars, which is also known as interstellar space. And the closest known nebula to Earth is called the Helix Nebula. And it is the remnant of a dying star, possibly one just like our own star, the Sun. It's approximately 700 light years away from our planet. That means even if you could travel at the speed of light, it would still take you 700 years to get there. But how do we know what a nebula looks like? Aman, do you have that answer?
So I guess astronomers use very powerful telescopes to take pictures of faraway nebulae, right? And space telescopes such as NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope and Hubble Space Telescope have captured many images of these faraway nebulae.
Yeah, that's right. And most nebulae are also of vast size. Some are hundreds of light years in diameter alone. And a nebula that is visible to the human eye from Earth would appear larger, but not brighter, from close by, when it's viewed close by. The Orion Nebula, which is the brightest nebula in the sky and occupying an area twice the angular diameter of the full moon, can be viewed with the naked eye, but it was missed by the early astronomers, right? And I think, Aman, you mentioned there are so many different types and varieties of nebulae, right? So I think it's only fair if you tell people what are the different kinds of nebulae.
Yeah, definitely. So first, we have the dark nebulae. So dark nebulae is basically containing carbon, silicon, and a variety of other elements that appear dark because they're so dense and they block the light of the stars in the background. So these microscopic particles are coated in frozen nitrogen and carbon monoxide, which obviously block visible light. So they cannot be seen with a normal telescope. And in the center of the Cygnus constellation of the Milky Way, there's a dark patch known to be a dark nebula. And the Coalsack Nebula and the Great Rift are other examples of dark nebulae.
Yeah, and the second type is emission. By contrast, emission nebulae are huge. They are fluorescent clouds of gas that have become ionized, and they glow in various colors. So the light emitted by stars embedded within them, or sometimes even behind them, charges the gas present in this nebula, and that is what causes this spectacular glowing effect. Most often this occurs when the gases of nebula become so dense that they collapse into a very hot and dense point.
Yeah, and you know, then that later ignites to become a star. So these types of nebulae are associated with the special star formation regions known as stellar nurseries, like you mentioned before.
Next is planetary nebulae, and these nebulae appear greenish and round, just like a planet, through a telescope, and they're formed when certain stars evolve past the red giant phase of their life cycle. And at this point, they shed their outer layers of the atmosphere, leaving behind only their cores. So these remnants are called as white dwarfs or ring nebula.
Yeah, and next we have the reflection nebula. So unlike emission nebulae, reflection nebulae only reflect the light of nearby stars and other nebulae. So these nebulae always appear blue, like the sky, and for almost the same reason. So the dust in these clouds only scatter light in the wavelengths at the blue end of the spectrum. And the Witch Head Nebula, which is 900 light years away in the Eridanus constellation, is an example of both a reflection nebula and a supernova nebula.
So there's also another nebulae called a supernova. So what happens is other nebulae, they form as a result of supernova explosions, like we told you before. So which is the death throes of massive and short-lived stars. So materials thrown off from these explosions are then ionized by the energy and the compact object that its core produces. One of the best examples of this is the Crab Nebula in the Taurus constellation.
Wow, I like the fact, like, when, you know, when something dies, something even beautiful is born.
So, I know.
Yeah. So guys, that's it for this week's episode. Hope you guys liked it. And until next week, Saman Mohan signing off with Shweta Ramkumar. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.